You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This sports update is brought to you by the Downtown DC Holiday Market. Philadelphia is on the brink of becoming the NFC East's first repeat champion since the Eagles won the division 4 straight years from 2001 to 2004. Now, the Eagles need to win one of their 3 regular season games left on their schedule or have the Dallas Cowboys lose any one of their 3 remaining contests. So Philly does have the opportunity to clinch when it comes on Saturday afternoon against the Washington Commanders for this matchup. But if the Commanders hope to spoil or at least delay the Eagles' NFC East coronation, they're going to do it with Marcus Mariota under center. That is on Saturday, 5 p.m., Commanders versus Eagles. It's back, D.C. The Downtown Holiday Market runs November 21st through December 23rd, noon to 8 daily. Shop local, grab treats, and feel the holiday magic between 7th and 9th Streets Northwest. DowntownDCHolidayMarket.com. From the Crop Medcap 5-Star Sports Desk, Savannah McCann on the Fan.
Jeff Walker has bullied Landfill into playing my favorite Friday song, the great Rebecca Black with Friday.
7 a.m. waking up in the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal, seeing everything, the time is going ticking.
I try to tell these young bucks, I'm like, or at least Landfill, I go, Landfill, of course it's cheesy, she wrote it when she was 14.
Yeah.
Her rich parents foot rolled this, you know, video and the recording studio. So this is what 14-year-old girls think about. Fridays and eating cereal.
And the backseat in the front seat.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday,
she did parlay this into a cameo in Katy Perry's Last Friday Night, which is a certified banger and a great video. Here we go. Pump your fist in the air. Yeah!
Party,
yeah! All right. It's that mood, and not just a Friday, but also a holiday Friday where you can tell that most of the crucial transactions in business and life have pretty much been wrapped up. Today is one of those This is like a it's like a walkthrough for you football players when they, instead of a practice, they're like, we're gonna have a walkthrough.
Yeah, this is the day before the game. This is straight walkthrough. Straight. This is in dressed like we dress. We are dressed for the walkthrough.
Well, this is my nice dress. I wore a collared shirt today.
This is
dressed up for
a regular Saturday. Normally, I remember we would go out there and just after the meeting, walk out there and just, all right, Jack Wright, line up in position, call a play, you just turn. All right, their coach do like 10, 15 plays. See y'all tonight.
Did that have any nutritional football value to it, or was it literally just to get you guys out of bed?
Well, get us out of bed for the most part. Like getting into the meetings and stuff, going over the practice the practice from the day before, and then, you know, looking at the last tidbit of things, going out there, you go through basically the plays that they are designed for the first 12, 15, whatever, and you just boom, 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 get ready for them, make sure everybody's mentally there, and then get out of there. It was normally basically a waste of time.
You know what changed my view of the NBA inalterably forever was when a guy who in the league said, oh, yeah, shoot-arounds? They're literally just to get the guys out of bed. They will go to the club till 4 a.m. and sleep all day until game time if needed. The shoot around has no nutritional value. It's just to make sure they have one thing they have to do. Yeah. Otherwise, they'll get suspended. You got to wake up and go shoot and dribble. This is not helpful. It's just getting them up.
I can see guys saying that because I know when I have some friends and my cousin in basketball, they'll come into town in D.C. And I'm like, man, y'all have curfew? He's like, curfew? What's that? I mean, it's 2:30 in the morning. We're still out. So,
yeah, okay. No curfew, but make sure you're at shoot-around, that's for sure.
Yeah.
While we glanced upon what we're wearing, I wanted your thoughts on the uniforms the Seahawks rolled out last night. They were called the Rivalry Series, which now joins in the NFL Color Rush Series, along with the typical throwbacks. So we're starting to get closer and closer to the NBA where there's seven different uniform types that go into a team's arsenal of types. Home, road, throwback, rivalry, city edition, NBA Cup edition, blah, blah, blah. We got this rivalry series, and last night Seattle wore a wolf gray jersey that had wave-inspired patterns that produced a ripple effect that also carried down to the pant stripes. They had a metallic chrome green helmet that was meant to reflect the color of raindrops on the streets of Seattle, according to the release I saw. Did you like what they wore?
I thought the uniforms were cool, but I'm not a uniform guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't really care. Mm-hmm. I mean, as long as the shoulder pads and the helmet work. Put what you want to put on it, and let's go.
All right. Well, I thought they were kind of cool, but we're getting to the point where I'm like, all right, what's the rhyme or reason for this? Just to sell another jersey?
You're darn right. You know it's why? Christmas time. Sell.
When they started talking about bringing back the Super Bowl era jerseys here.
Which they did.
You'd be amazed how many people were calling and discussing it.
Oh, I know.
Then people
many fans stuff. Are very into it.
I went and I looked at it, and I'm like, damn, people really are into this? Like, some people care more about them wearing the uniform than they care about how good they playing in the damn uniform. So
I know, but a lot of years.
But as long as it got a lot of people like that and they can sell it, they'll have 100 jerseys.
Well, a lot of years when the team wasn't good, all you had was what the uniform looked like. Yeah. And if it brought back warm and fuzzies, the actual Redskins Super Bowl era uniform is a pretty trashy, dated, early 80s bike athletic type aesthetic with big thick lines on the pants. Like it's not modern at all.
Yeah.
But people like it because the team looked
they won. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, college football.
It all comes back to that.
Winning. College football playoffs begin tonight. One game tonight, three tomorrow that'll have to fight against the NFL. Tonight's game is a good one. Oklahoma, Alabama, the 8 seed versus the 9 seed. Oklahoma's at home. They're a 1.5-point favorite in this one. They beat Alabama earlier this year by 2, 23-21, down in Tuscaloosa. There are rumors still swirling about Kalen DeBoer that he could theoretically still be going to Michigan after this game if they lose. I don't think Alabama's looked anything like the Alabama of vintage under Nick Saban. in at least a month and a half. They had a few moments of it this year. We're like, oh, I see it. Alabama's back. But I would take Oklahoma tonight minus 1.5.
Yeah, man. I just, listen, Kalen DeBoer, he came there from Washington not knowing the seriousness of how football is down here. And the difference between the SEC, and I know some people go, well, the SEC is not tough top to bottom. But the thing about the SEC, you're getting something every week.
Oh, yeah.
And in Washington, he had those weeks where he probably didn't have to worry about anything, no matter right. what. He's going to be having to worry about everything in the SEC.
Well, especially now with programs like Vandy,
yeah.
suddenly a very tough out. The league has gotten a lot tougher for
there you
sure.
go. There you go.
That's one of two rematches in this first round. Tulane Ole Miss, which is tomorrow, 3:30.
They destroyed Tulane the first time.
Yeah, by 35.
Yeah.
And they're playing them again. So Ole Miss, without their coach Lane Kiffin, with their new permanent interim, Pete Golding, he's been given the job. They're only 17.5. This line stinks to me. Why, if they beat them once by 35 and
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Accepting the fact that maybe Lane Kiffin's worth a touchdown, which is a lot.
Uh-huh.
Why is the line not 20, 25? Especially when Tulane's coach, John Sumrall, is on his way to Florida
yeah.
as soon as the clock hits zeros.
But I think Lane Kiffin, the way he is a different coach. Lane is trying to beat you by 100. Some of these other coaches got a little – you know, feeling.
They'll, so do you think Pete back off Golding will back off a bit?
I can see that.
Okay.
I can see some, it's like some coaches are the Lane Kiffin type.
Okay.
What's my man? Urban Meyer types who,
well,
we're going to score as many as we can on you.
Well, that's definitely what Dan Lanning at Oregon yeah. is all about. I'm going to talk about that game in a second. But, you know, I think that Ole Miss is going to lose a handful of coaches to LSU, but they're staying through the playoffs.
Through the games, yeah.
So the guts of the operation for Ole Miss are still there. And Kiffin is great when it comes to designing offenses, calling plays, and being that figurehead of a program that can attract today's mm-hmm. NIL athlete. So the fact he's gone just for the short spell of the playoff run, I don't think it's going to have that much of an effect. Program-wise, and 2-3 years down the road, oh, it's going to be big. But for now, I think Ole Miss ought to be very viable. And so I'd be tempted to lay the 17.5 because it looks like there's a 50% off sale. 35 points the first time, only 17.5 this time. 17.5 times 2, carry the 1, bye-bye. But then I'm like, it's a trap. Whenever it looks too good to be true, it's a trap. It's an Admiral Akbar game. It's a trap, Star Wars nerd. I'm going to take Tulane in this one plus the 17.5. Then we've got Oregon, James Madison. That'll be at 7:30 tomorrow night.
What's that line?
On TNT, the line is 21. James used coach Bob Chesney is already ticketed for UCLA, so he's leaving after this game, or if they win, the next week. Funny that all my JMU friends, including Steve Buckhand, said to me this week, he's like, I just hope we don't get embarrassed. I go, what does that mean? He goes, you know, lose by 20. And I said, that's the spread. I said, if you lose by 20, you did exactly what everyone thought. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Like, why would this be embarrassing?
Hey, you made it to the playoffs.
Do you think JMU has a puncher's chance? Do you think any of these group of five teams in the future have a puncher's chance to even get out of the first round?
In the future, I believe yes, because okay. I think that NIL thing is going to equal is going to level things a lot.
Okay.
Because guys want to play.
Mm-hmm.
Guys are not keen on going to a school and just sitting on the bench for 2 or 3 years anymore. They want to play.
Sure.
And you can play 1 year at this school and go to another school. So it may be a school out there that may end up with a bunch of people. Because let's be real. Indiana last year wasn't football like they are this year. You could change it up in 1-2 years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I believe there's going to be a team that's going to roll in there and going to really upset one of the big boys.
You remember the years where Saban at Alabama would have just like rows of shark's teeth of talent where they're just stacked up. And so
he had 5 stars everywhere.
They'd lose 11 guys to the draft. The next year, you're like, holy crap, who's this dude? And the answer is that dude was sitting on their roster not playing for 2 full years.
Mm-hmm.
One is a redshirt, one is a guy who got limited playing time, and boom, now his time is ready. Well, that got blown up, and that's part of why Nick Saban retired when he did.
Oh, yeah.
And so
I said that people don't want to agree with me, but that's the reason.
They don't?
Yeah. Well, he was just ready to go. No, he was ready to go because he knew the playing field was being leveled.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Same thing with Jay Wright at Villanova.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Bennett at UVA. They saw that what they had done to be good was not going to even exist, and they're like, that's it, I'm out.
I'm out.
Texas A&M Miami is the early game tomorrow. That's a nooner. A&M, 3.5-point favorite over a Miami team that I don't know if I really believe in per se, but Texas A&M has a long history of being chokers. So it would not shock me if they choked this game away. This one feels like gambling, but I'll take A&M minus.
That's going to be the closest game, I think.
Yeah. So the larger question I have is, are you excited? Are you jacked up for this? Like, I always thought that this would be a bigger deal, and it doesn't feel that way. And as I said to a friend, I go, look, if you gave me a 20-year bet and I said, I'll give you all 8 teams in the first round, I get the teams, the 4 teams that are on a bye, and whoever wins the title at whatever odds they were, I get paid out that money, and if you one of your 8 teams wins, it'll be longer odds. You win that money. I said I would be willing to bet over 20 years, my returns on that wager would outpace yours 2 or 3 to 1.
I think you ought to be concerned, though.
But I just don't think this round is even necessary, is my point. I think 8 might actually be the right number, and instead, they're probably going to expand to 16 instead.
They're going
to
keep pushing it. But like Brian just said this thing, a third of the Indiana roster was on JMU 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
No, so let's just think about that. That school was able to produce that type of success for their team.
Yeah.
If you just get the top players from around, you could pick some of those guys. You're now going to be competing with those other guys.
Yeah. So. All right. Coming up, booger flicking. I never thought I'd talk about that on sports radio, but I will next. You're listening to JP and Finley. Just JP and Finley. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley here on the Fan. Zabe sitting in. I'll get it.
Hey, it's B. Mitch here. And fellas, if you're still rocking those tired old polos with floppy collars, it's time to step it up. Collars & Co. gives you that crisp dress shirt look with the comfort of your favorite polo. I wear mine to the studio, hit the golf course, or even out just for a night on the town. There are no wrinkles, no dry cleaner. You just throw it on and you're ready to roll. Collarsandco.com. And you can check them out right now in person. You go to their new store in Congressional Plaza right there in Rockville. They're stocked up with all your holiday shopping needs. Tell them B. Mitch sent you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.